Of the 11 bills the House passed, only one of them is law enforcement related. It dramatically increases prison time for anyone convicted of offering money to an underage person for sex. The other bills involve information sharing, training, and notifications. At a meeting with social service providers, political leaders, and a circuit judge at Broward County's Pace Center for Girls, Wasserman Schultz said these are the bills that are needed now.
This is not going to be solved through law enforcement. This is about making sure that we help girls never fall victim.
Wasserman Schultz's bill funds training for healthcare professionals to spot the signs of human trafficking. Dr. Heidi Schaefer of Broward County's Human Trafficking Coalition said it's welcome.
These girls and boys are not getting brought to primary care physicians. They don't get normal care. By the time we see them, it's usually, you know, broken bones or botched abortions. I mean, the only reason they're bringing them in for care in the first place is because they're no longer able to service 15, 16 men a night.
Schaefer said doctors should also be trained to look for symptoms of forced labor, such as sunburn and hunched backs. Many experts say trafficking in slave labor may be an even bigger problem than sex trafficking. The human trafficking bills still have to be passed by the Senate. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.